So a couple more HER2 questions, and then we'll get into HER2 negative. But in triple positive patients, what about CDK4/6 inhibitors in people with HER2 positive disease? Is that something you're doing outside of trial?
Yes, I have treated some patients with that, and there have been a small number of patients that have been presented who have been treated with trastuzumab and a CDK4/6 inhibitor, and I think it was an aromatase inhibitor, and there are definite responses with the triplet. So I've definitely treated patients with an AI plus a CDK4/6 inhibitor, either abemaciclib or palbociclib has been my experience so far with trastuzumab. That one patient I mentioned to you who had very, very high allelic frequency of HER2 mutations. She had an ER-positive breast cancer. It was metastatic to bone, liver, and brain. And she really benefited. She had abemaciclib because she had brain metastasis along with trastuzumab and fulvestrant, actually. And she got a really strong benefit from that. So the triplet is safe. I'm not seeing any additional toxicity by adding trastuzumab to CDK4/6 inhibitors plus endocrine therapy. So yes, it is something that I keep as an option for patients with ER-positive, HER2-positive disease.
So one final HER2 question. What kind of adjuvant therapy do you use in the patient who gets neoadjuvant chemo anti-HER therapy, specifically TCHP, and has a path CR? Do you use pertuzumab or not?
What I do, Neil, is if the woman had evidence of node-positive disease at presentation based on either imaging, mammogram, MRI, PET-CT, or physical examination, or someone even did a needle biopsy, any evidence of node-positive disease, and she's a path CR, I continue and finish up the year of pertuzumab because she was node-positive to start off with. Conversely, if all the evidence suggests she was node-negative at presentation, and she gets TCHP preoperatively, gets path CR, and she's a complete path CR, and furthermore, there's no fibrosis in the lymph node suggesting she had subclinical node-positive disease that was eradicated by the TCHP, then I will not use the pertuzumab for the year.
That's interesting. So I guess your thinking is there's a worse prognosis with nodal disease, and therefore the pertuzumab must have been helpful neoadjuvantly, or what?
The affinity trial showed that the node-positive patients really got substantial benefit. And in the node-negative patients, they did so well, Neil, that affinity could not show a benefit to pertuzumab in the node-negative patients.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. So you're taking the affinity data and utilizing that to help figure that out. Wow, that's fascinating and creative, as always.